If you've seen Benjamin Miyasato in person, you've probably seen his hat, a baseball cap, with the word veteran emblazoned across the top in gold.
Operation Iraqi Freedom, I went to Baghdad, Iraq in 2005 and served my first deployment over there.
Miyasato is retired from the military now, but he says the lessons he learned as a sergeant in the Army have prepared him for elected office.
What are the hard decisions that need to be made? A lot of times when you make decisions, especially when it concerns others and you are an elected official, is that sometimes you have to make those hard decisions. And that's one of those where people can take the easy decision. And that's one of those things where I think that when it comes to the time to make the hard decisions, I think I can do those.
Miyasato is presently vice chairman of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Tribal Council. As part of those duties, he represents the tribe when it gives updates to the Sitka Assembly.
Before that, I had no idea how STA and the city, how they interacted. So all of it is all new. And from what I've seen, it's I think the communication and the working together part, I think it's very good.
A run for assembly has been on Miyasato's mind before, but this year he says he was approached by members of the community.
There seemed to be interest out there by the public that they were coming up to me asking me to run. So that was another reason why I thought this year would be the right time to run.
Miyasato was born in Sitka in November 1963, just a few days after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The 1960s were a time of tremendous change in the United States, and Miyasato says that in the time since then, he's seen changes in Sitka, too.
The Sitka that I live in now, I like the fact that it's a small town, that people know each other, that you're able to go and do your day-to-day business, and you'll always run into somebody that you know, always.
He says he likes that change comes slowly in Sitka, that the town is steadfast. But we also asked him to talk about the Sitka he wants to see.
I'd like to see a little bit more change come about a little bit quicker on some items out there, that some issues out there, and that's one of the things I'm hoping I'll be able to do.
Like what issues?
I think the one thing that I keep hearing again and again, and I'm not sure, I mean, it's to be seen how the decisions that are being made now, how that will affect future, like the affordable housing, about how they're opening up part of, I think it was in the paper, about part of the bench lands.
The assembly recently finalized a sale of 4 lots in the Benchlands neighborhood to Sound Development, LLC, a locally owned company. The price, just over $340,000. But plenty of other lots remain, and the city has been working for years to do something with them. Miyasato does not elaborate on his exact feelings about the Benchlands. He says on that and on other city issues, he needs to learn more before he can give an honest answer. His only information on the issue has come from media reports.
When you read or hear news, you're getting not the full picture. And that's the one thing I do like, is to get the full picture, because if anything, I like to study the issues and see both sides of it to get better understanding. And that's one of the things I'm hoping to be able to do, is if on assembly, is to get the full picture of what the issues are out there.
Ben Miyasato is on the ballot with Aaron Swanson. Steven Eisenbeiss is the third assembly candidate running as a write-in. The municipal election is October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.